From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for October 22, 2013. Despite so many cards being dealt against it through the growing season, South Plains cotton looks very promising. This from Mark Kelly, AgriLife Extension Cotton Specialist, Lubbock.
Now, this is an earlier than normal winter, is that right?
Yes, we typically see our first freeze, or I guess our average first freeze is around the 31st.
And the cotton was still a couple of weeks behind?
Some of it was. You know, we had some of that stuff that was pretty late planted, pushed pretty hard with irrigation, that could have sure used the rest of October to finish up and, you know, a little warmer temperatures. But unfortunately, you know, we don't always get what we want.
That's an old Rolling Stones song. You don't always get what you want.
That's right.
I've also seen some reports that despite all the issues, some of the earlier issues, that yields look pretty promising.
I have heard some really good yields coming out of some of this better irrigated cotton. There's some guys down the south of Lubbock here that actually made it the one-ton club, or had four bales of cotton per acre. So, and then I heard another producer talking about 2.5. So, and that wasn't even on some of his better stuff. His better stuff's yet to go. So, okay. Yeah, we've got some pretty decent yields, and you know, we were fortunate enough that after we got through all the bad weather and the issues getting started, we had some pretty decent cotton growing weather and was able to stick a lot of that early season fruit and take it to the gym.
Now, that's irrigated. What about the dry land?
Dry land could have used a rainfall, you know, kind of towards the end of the season there, first part of August, would have helped it out a lot. But, you know, in areas that they got some decent rainfall, there's I'm hearing, you know, 500 to 150 pounds on really good dry land.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.